USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Christians in the Holy Land are marking Good Friday this year amid signs the coronavirus crisis is winding down, with religious sites opening to limited numbers of faithful, but none of the mass pilgrimages usually seen in the Holy Week leading up to Easter. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built on the site where Christians believe Jesus was crucified, died and rose from the dead, is open to visitors with masks and social distancing. A fifth day of testimony in the Derek Chauvin murder trial is expected to wrap up early. Jurors haven't heard much from the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, but on Thursday they listened to a call between Chauvin and a supervisor who was reviewing the use of force. Chauvin telling him they had to hold a guy down who was going crazy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Biden administration is now working on selling the president's infrastructure plan.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure. What this is another liberal wish list.
Both appeared on Fox. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
North Carolina men's basketball coach Roy Williams is calling it a career. The 70-year-old Hall of Famer retired on Thursday after 33 years as a college head coach. Williams, spending 18 seasons leading the Tar Heels following a 15-year run at Kansas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Leaders of two Atlanta-based corporations are condemning Georgia's new voting law. The CEOs of Delta and Coca-Cola labeling the Peach State's measures as unacceptable in separate statements. The state's new voting measures that were passed include guidelines for shortened runoff races and proper identification for mail-in ballots. Lindsey Graham is no fan of the CEOs of Delta and Coca-Cola.
These CEOs are full of crap. They're running scared. Georgia is trying to make sure that everybody can vote legally. Georgia has a 17-day early voting period, including weekends. So you can vote robustly in Georgia, but now you got to prove you are who you are, and that's driving the left crazy because it's harder to cheat. To Delta, to Microsoft, to Coca-Cola, are you okay with H.R. 1, where redistricting will be done at the federal level, not the state level, where ballot harvesting will be the law of the land, that we will obliterate voter ID laws? If H.R. 1 passes, is corporate America, you're beyond belief. If you really care about the future of your business and your shareholders, you'll speak up against H.R. 1, the biggest power grab in the history of the United States.
Graham's comments, courtesy of Fox News. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com, or please check us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.